An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180-some-odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me! John, this is Jason Robert!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP Yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP
Radio.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. Yes, I am Diamond Dallas Page, and I have my main co-host, the most beautiful blonde on the planet right now, Stacey Morris. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing great, and it's wonderful to have you back on the show again.
Oh, God, so many things to talk about that, I think I had to come on here, kick it off, and get some of this out of the way. I want to talk about your book. Your book's out there right now. You get it on ebook. How do we get your book, for starters? We're going to talk about that later. How do we get your book?
Okay, well, I'll tell everybody when that little segment comes, I'll fill everybody in. But it'll
okay.
be available on Amazon.
Awesome. So we'll get to that. We got Mikey Mullins in the queue here with us tonight again.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Good to see you, man, or talk to you. Yeah, I'm coming up to Boston, but remind me about that at some point. I don't want to forget. I'm coming up to Boston in July. June. In June, me and Brenda and Brittany, Yoga Doc, and Andrew are all coming up there doing a health fair up there. We're also going to be doing a workshop up there in Boston as well. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Robert, how you doing tonight, bro?
Doing good, man. Doing good. It's good to be back home, man. I don't know how you spend so much time on the road.
Oh, God. That was a crazy time down at WrestleMania. We took everybody down there. It was awesome time. But before we start the show, I got to send my respects out. Very sad day in the world of professional wrestling today. The Ultimate Warrior, Jim Helwig, passed from what we know right now. It's a heart attack. Right before getting on the show, I actually had gone into because my PR people had called me up and asked if Nancy Grace wanted to talk about the Warrior. And, you know, I got some stories I wanted to share and talk about. And I knew she'd hit the steroids thing at one point or whatever, but I figured it would have been, like, into the piece a little bit talking. I mean, damn. And that was, like, the first thing she hit us on, and I was like, what? You know, Jim has even wrestled for 18 years, but, you know, whatever they could do to grab a rating or whatever, you know, but, you know, to say the things I wanted to say, I talked on a radio show on Sirius called Busted Open today. Those guys are good buddies of mine up there. And I got some really great memories from the Warrior, not just watching him in the ring. You know, his work wasn't, you know, the great technicians that Mr. Perfect was or Shawn Michaels, but his energy and his explosiveness heading to the ring, there was no other entrance like it.
Mm-hmm.
He got in the ring. Till the moment he got out of it, he was given, you know, if there's such thing as 110%, you know, it should have been tattooed on his forehead, you know, because, you know, and he gave the fans everything he had. And he was one of those guys that retired really early, like sort of like a Jim Brown from football, you know, anyone who knows old school football out there. Jimmy Brown was one of the greatest running backs in the NFL, and he decided, you know, to retire in his prime and probably making more money making movies and stuff at that point. But, you know, Jim was a very smart businessman as well. And, he'd done very well with his money, the money he made in the WWE and coming out of there. And at some point, he came to WCW, and him and Hogan were going to reignite their feud. And Hogan being the black and white and, you know, the heel side of Hogan, if there is such a side, because everybody loves him no matter what colors he's wearing. But they were going to reignite their feud, and his first night in the company...
Hey, you're starting to break up a little bit, bro.
Come on, you're kidding me. Seriously, am I breaking up right now?
No, you're fine now. It's coming and going.
Am I coming and going all the time when I'm speaking like this? I don't want to spoil the story, so I don't know how that's possible. Unless, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good now.
Yeah.
Okay. The bottom line is Jim Helwig, the Ultimate Warrior, asked for me and Goldberg to come to his dressing room. So, you know, we'd never met him. So, you know, we were pumped to walk over there and just say hello. And when we walked into his dressing room, he gave us both a really big hug, you know, bro hug. And he started to tell us that he loved what he was watching, you know, my stuff and Goldberg's stuff. And he said that we excited him about professional wrestling and made him want to get back in the ring. And that was really cool, you know. When you look at, you know, his run that he had, you know, with WCW, wasn't anything like he had in the WWF, but to actually have, you know, come into the WCW and brought me and Goldie over there to talk to him, meant a lot to us personally. I know it meant a lot to me. That's why I was a little distraught with the Nancy Grace spot today, because, you know, I never really got to talk about the man. You know, and he's a real family man, big time. You know, very opinionated. You know, a lot of people didn't like the Warrior, but way more people did. You know, at least on, you know, what I've seen. And when you can come back 18 years later from being exiled by the WWE, and I was so glad. I mean, if something is going to happen and you're going to leave this world, and Jim was really from another world on his own, because he had just, you know, another thing he said, I saw him last year at WrestleCon, and I came over to say hello to him again, gave him a big hug, and he started talking about Jake and Scott, you know, and how, you know, you're doing God's work, brother, you know. And he was really, he was moved by what was happening. So he'd been paying attention, because he was all over the internet, you know.
He put it over at the Hall of Fame, too. He put it over your yoga program. That must have meant a lot, because it was kind of a joke, but he also really meant it. He was kind of like to segue in, but, you know, he put it over pretty good at the Hall of Fame.
When he said DDP yoga the first time, Brenda and Kim were sitting right next to me, and we both looked at him and go, he just put over DDP yoga. And then he said it again, and it was sort of like, to me, it was like a Saturday Night Live bit. You know, how, like, I'll tell everybody right now, when Saturday Night Live does a spoof on DDP yoga, I don't care how stupid they make me look, it will be my finest hour. Okay? Because believe me, if the Warrior didn't believe in what I was doing, he'd never put it over once, never mind say it four or five times, whatever he did. Just, it blew my mind. And we'd all just were like, wow, he just said it again. And again, you know, just, and he was having fun with it then, but the way he slid it in was funny. You know, it was like, you know, he'd already told me that, you know, like I said, last year at WrestleCon, what he thought about it. So, It was emotional, you know, to hear that he had passed. And again, all my deepest sympathies go out to his family and his poor little girls. Oh my God. Because, you know, I've got two girls, and now I've got two more with Brenda's girls. I just can't even imagine, you know, what they would be feeling like. So my prayers and everything go out to all of them. And I wanted to get that up front to start of the show. You know, It was a crazy weekend this weekend down in New Orleans. God, we brought everybody in. Kimberly came in from Salt Lake City. Marlon came in from L.A. Robert came in from Florida. And the rest of us all came in from Atlanta. We had a hell of a time. And the first thing I did was at Access. I showed up back where all the NXT guys were and girls were actually wrestling. And they brought me out for a Q&A. And went out there, and you know the place was packed at Access, and I did about 20 minutes, and that was my first thing I did down there. I had a good time with that, and then Friday, I actually went and did interviews for the WWE Network. I did an interview for Savage. They're doing a Savage video, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. I got to do that. And then I went over to the Holiday Inn where we did our DDP Yoga workshop on Friday night, and we were packed. I mean, we were packed out, had a great group. And, you know, one of the things that Nancy Grace said to me or something about, well, how does a man at 54 have a heart attack? Like, seriously? People in their 50s have heart attacks all the time. And healthy. Well, let's talk about that because there was a woman named Wanda in my class. I'd say there's about 50 people. I don't think you were there, right? Yeah, Robert, you were there, right?
Oh, I was there, yeah.
Yeah, so there's about 50 people. That's all we could fit in there. And I was going through the beginning talk part that I do to inspire people. And I tell them the story of DDP Yoga and my life to show about how I overcame a lot of adversities. And, you know, that's how you, if someone actually inspires you, then, you know, you need to know their story before they can really inspire you. So getting that out there. But then I want to know a little piece of everybody in the room. And when I was just about walking around, you know, getting everybody to introduce themselves and having fun with that, a woman named Wanda, we didn't know it at the time, but she had a stroke. And because she was laying there, all she had to do was lay back. If she would have been walking with her two little girls, I don't know if she has two little girls or not, but I know that she was in her 50s, just like Ultimate Warrior. And maybe she wasn't, you know, maybe she wasn't laying in a room on carpet. She was walking across an area with her kids. Maybe she would start to get scared falling down, worried about her kids, and maybe she has a stroke and dies. You know, because this woman was a yoga instructor coming to check out DDP Yoga, but she was also a nurse. So this is a healthy woman in her 50s. And because she just lay right down, and we, you know, I remember Billy, you know, one of my buddies from England who was there, he's like, do we have a doctor or a nurse in here? And he's like, call 911. And you're like, we're in a really calm state, and now this is going on. Now, I have to tell you that while I'm going through this, you know, I see this. I come running over to her and just calm her down. And she's so bummed out because her husband, and I didn't get a chance to even meet him, but because I hadn't gotten to him yet, but he was there because he wanted to be, he's working on being DDP Yoga certified. And he's also a yoga instructor as well, but he wanted to be DDP Yoga certified. So she felt so bad. The few words she got out was, oh, I'm going to disappoint him. I'm going, it's okay, it's okay. You can come to my house. And at one point, she sort of like lit up a little bit. Like, yeah, I go, listen, it's no big deal. I said, we can refund your money. I said, or we can do that. You can just come up and spend like the day with me, and I'll give you like your own private thing. And we're like, oh my God, that would be so great. And then they came and they got her and they rolled her out, thank God. And she had a pacemaker put in. I've been in constant, me and Marlon, we've been in constant contact with the family. What was really funny was the next day, while his mom was in the hospital, this gentleman is going down the elevator, and I'll get to that. I'll get to that. That's next. So Friday, so now I'm walking around to let everyone say who they are and why they're here, and the one guy I get to is this guy Alex, and he goes, "Well, I'm from the New York Times Magazine. I'm here to do the interview on you." And I just start laughing. Oh, you're that guy. Because they're doing a 4,000-word piece, Stacey. They're doing a four-page deal on me and DDP Yoga.
Wow.
And Now imagine if Wanda, this very easily could have happened. I just looked up and went, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, which I do all the time. But yeah. I especially do it when I need to friggin' praise the Lord for actually saving my ass, because I know it. Because what if we were just in the Diamond Desert and I was showing something like any move? It doesn't matter what move it was, because she was sitting down when she had a stroke. But if I'm showing her any move, she has that, you know, stroke. And she goes down, what's that he going to write about?
Wow.
You know? So I just go, oh, God, thank you, God. So we have a great workout. Everybody has a great time. And everybody's invited over to Jake and Scott's big blowout over at the House of Blues. And I felt, since my birthday was coming up the next day, I felt they're going to add a little thing in there with me or whatever. I didn't think they were going to turn the whole thing around on me, you know, and really make it like a big birthday bash, which everybody had been breaking their chops for all week long. You know, I didn't know anything about all that, so that was pretty crazy. And then, you know, besides
Jake... That was one good-looking cake, I'm telling you.
Oh, it was delicious.
There's a free baker down there, Stacy, that was unbelievable. I mean, I couldn't even enjoy all the different things that were there. It was just too many of them, that the cake was off the chain. And on top,
man.
You know, Big Show came by. You know, Big Show, he came up and told some stories. And Lita was there. Sean Waltman came by. Lance Hoyt. Darren Young came by. Ric Flair showed up. The Nature Boy, you know. And Nature Boy and I, over the years, have had heat with each other. And about 5 years ago, maybe it was four years ago, I'd seen him in an autograph session, and I asked him if he had a couple minutes, and we started talking, and I said, you know, Nate, I know that me and you have had some, you know, some heat with each other over the years. And he was like, oh, Dallas, don't worry about that. I'm like, I'm not worried about it. I want to fix it. You know, I've said some things, you've said some things, you know, man, I idolized you, you know, coming into this business, man. You are who you are. You're the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. I don't want to have heat with you. I said, I think I'd like to start all over again, man. I said, I'm Diamond Dallas Page. And he shook my hand, gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek. He goes, and I'm the Nature Boy. I said, damn right you are. And ever since then, me and him have had a, you know, really good relationship. But for him to show up at my party, when everybody wants Ric Flair to be everywhere all over New Orleans, for him to show up it meant a lot. It meant a lot. And
that was an amazing night.
It was a good time for everybody. You know,
that's
and then,
interesting,
icing
too.
On the icing.
Say
interesting
what, Stacey?
So
that was the icing on the icing of a great party.
Yeah, it was really wild. And Bob Van Dam was there too, and Chris Walters there. He was there. God, it was just like one guy after another kept showing up, and you know the guys just reached out, and it was awesome. You know, and then Saturday morning, we all got to be up and boom over to WrestleCon because we could sign there for 3 hours. Then we had to get back over, get changed real quick, get on a bus, and head over to the Hall of Fame at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course, when I get there, Both of our speeches, mine and Jake's, really sort of talked about, you know, what you heard me talk about, but it also talked about some of the road that Jake was on. And they thought that it was a little too dark. Even though it was really light at the end, they thought it was too dark. So nicely, they asked me to rewrite a speech that I've been working on for, I don't know, a month. You know, and now I've got to change different orders of stuff. And that story, that snake story, which is a lot longer in real life, and there's a lot of F-bombs throughout that story, the way I really tell that story. And I have to figure out how to replace F-bombs with other words that'll be as entertaining and facial expressions. So... I had my work.
You become a mime.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, being a writer, you know what I'm talking about. And having to rewrite and be a guy who's growing up ADD and dyslexic, It was brutal trying to, because in the beginning I just had to keep breathing.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's another thing I really realized when people start to go, God, I can't do this. This is too hard. You know, this is shutting me off. I can't make it. I can't do it. I don't care what it is. Your breath, I will guarantee you, is short. And it'll be, you won't even know it, but you're just breathing in and exhaling, breathing in and exhaling. You're not even breathing. You're just letting air go in and out. I took my breath to a 10-second in and a 10-second out. As I was figuring this out, at times I got as high as 20. Because occasionally I could feel, I know the numbers are by how long I'm doing or writing. And at some point it started to come to me and it started to unfold and the story started to come together. And anybody who's doing any kind of speaking gig, let me give you a note. You'll notice a lot of people reached into their pocket and brought out their pieces of paper. Well, it's hard to see paper. You know, because it's flat and it's just on the page. And unless you're a really good reader or your eyesight's really good, it's hard to get notes unless you pick them up and really look at them. But if you've got an iPad and you go to the sticky section and you write in capitals and you skip spaces so you can make the letters bigger, or you send yourself a Word document and you put it on iPad, you will not believe it's almost like having a prompter. You know, there's another word for that when you're looking at your screen or whatever. Like the president, he reads all of his speeches off a prompter. They just happen to be out on like a plastic screen, and they shoot the letters right onto it. That's why he looks like he's looking right out into the crowd. Like everything you saw me do, if you've seen the docu-mercial, I'm reading it all. But I've read it so much, it just comes as a flow. And I might not say the exact words, but I'm very close to it. And sometimes I'll break off. They know, don't move any faster, leave it there, and then come back. That's what I could do with that iPad. So if you're worried about having a speech or something, watch anyone who does a speech, except for the president, because his words are right out in front of him. Everyone looks down and then looks up. Looks down, reads, looks up. And that was the first time I'd ever done it. And we're talking about a speech that really, probably a third of it, I rewrote and changed the order completely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right before, yep. I mean, I was practicing an hour. I finally got it done an hour and a half before I walked out there.
That's
so.
Funny.
And you're a guy who can call it on the fly when you're talking too. You've never had a problem with anything like that. You can talk to anybody. I've been around you enough to know that.
But reading,
well, you
reading
you
not only is, yeah, not my strong suit, but it scares me.
Yeah.
Like, I was scared to go down there and listen to what happened with Nancy Grace, because you don't know how they're going to edit you. But Nancy did exactly what she showed, what they filmed, they showed. If you want to see it on there, I just wish I could have got to talk about Jim Helwick, the man. You know, we never even got to that, you know, because it was all about the steroids. And I came up, you know, things like, I don't work for the WWE, but I know for a fact that they've got the most stringent drug policy of any athletics on the planet. And I'm talking about the MLB, the NBA, the NFL. The WWE has the most strict, because they're not just looking for steroids and for illegal narcotics. They're looking for painkillers and muscle relaxers. Because they want
to
make
sure. Looking for you to... They're probably looking for you to throw them under the bus a little bit, too, on the interviews. That's what they're looking for their ratings. Is that
sure they were, and I wouldn't give that to them because it's not true to begin with, but that's not me anyway. Again,
yeah.
I just want – but I never know how they edit stuff, you know. But I got to Nancy's credit, you know, and her show's credit. They played it exactly how. But I got to tell you, man, you might be able to see it. I'm breathing a little shallow. And I'm working on breathing deep because I'm like, man, she's a pit bull. You know, and that's all she cared about. All the stuff they said about Jim Helwick, the man and the father and the Ultimate Warrior, none of that came up. And that's what I was told we were going to talk about. You know, that's how it came to my PR people. Well, now I'm out there. And I got to tell you, I thought about going, that's not what I came here for, and get up and walking away. Now, if I do that, well, now I've got something for them to talk about.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, you put yourself here. Just breathe. You know, 'cause I'm listening to this one woman talk about cardio arrest, what she was calling it, and some other guy talking about some other stuff. It was great. They brought a fan on, and the fan said something, well, sort of like what DDP said earlier. Warrior hasn't wrestled in 18 years, like, so why would we even care about steroids or that? You know, it's like, how does that have anything to do with this man right now? He was a genetic freak, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee the last thing he was doing right now was roids, you know? But I tell you, it was weird being up there in that scenario, because I'm not used to looking at someone, having someone, like, attack something. You know, I'm used to people, like, you know, ingratiating it. So that's the bottom line on all I didn't get to the WrestleMania. Jake came up there, I should say, at the Hall of Fame, and Jake told him he was going to do all the stuff that they wanted to hear, and then Jake went out and did what he wanted.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
And,
as only Jake can.
Yeah, and it was dark, you know, because Jake's had a dark life. But on the other side of it came the light. You know, Stacey, did you get a chance to see it yet? Because it's up on my site and stuff.
No,
got
I was going to say, where can we see all this great moving stuff? Is it on your site?
Well, it's on DDP Yoga, not DDP Yoga. It's on my Facebook, but I believe it's up on DDP Yoga Facebook too. And you can just YouTube it. Jake Roberts Accepted Speech. They picked me up about halfway through it, It's where I started having fun part with the story and stuff about the snake and stuff. Jake did a great job. Oh, my God, he did a great job. And the writer came up to me afterwards. He goes, DDP, he worked me on the whole thing. He told me he was going to do something completely different, except for bringing his grandson up on stage. That's the first thing he did, you know, that he told me he might do. Jake had a handmade, custom-fit snakeskin tuxedo made. The snakeskin on the lapels, a complete python vest, cuffs on the back of the kicks for the pants, the pockets. Mm-hmm. He had his grandson made the same thing, who's like maybe not even a year old. And when those two babies, his two twin grandkids, were born, one was 1.7 ounces, and the other was 1 pound 11 ounces.
Wow.
Wow.
And the boy was 1.7 ounces, and, he's still got to be fed intravenously by a tube. And, Jake said, Vince, get your writers, righty, because this kid right here, he's going to be WrestleMania 50. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, so it was
no
Jake
way
had a
you
really
can tell that.
Say what?
There's no way you can tell Jake's story though without going dark, because to appreciate the light, you really need to see how dark it was. And if you could really do an upbeat interview, Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and get the same reaction of how far he's come.
Linda McMahon went by him, Mikey. Linda went by Jake and punched him in the arm and said, "You made me cry."
No. Oh, good.
Yeah, he did a really great job.
When is this New York Times piece coming out? That sounds like it's going to be major.
Oh God! When someone says I want to follow DDP, I want to see what he's up to. Well, the first thing he comes to is the workshop down there at Mania. All the workshops are amazing, but he went to the workshop, and then he went to the party, which turned into a birthday party, and all the boys coming in and seeing me. And then he went to the Hall of Fame, where he sees this, you know, me give that speech for Jake, and then Jake follow it up. And then he's coming down here on Friday, and he's gonna interview Jake, and then we're gonna do a class, you know, by regular class that we do at my house, and then he's going to lunch with me and Razor. I mean, Scott Hall. And got so used to calling him Razor down there. Because really what's interesting is the WWE, they inducted Razor. Well, there's still Scott Hall in the whole NWO thing, too. You know, because it's all characters. So Scott's going to get inducted probably twice, maybe three times. Who knows?
Wow.
You know, but that's pretty
cool. Talk about the impact GDP Yoga in itself had on the Hall of Fame with Jake and you and Scott. And that, I mean, for the documentary and the stuff you've been filming, how fantastic of a fairy tale ending is, you know, all of this.
Well, you know, I got to give it all on Steve Yu in the beginning, because right in the beginning of it all, when I started talking to Jake about, you know, doing the program and, you know, helping him, you know, get his health back, you know, Steve is the first one who said, well, what if he moved to Atlanta? Because at that time I was getting ready to, you know, to leave L.A. and find a place in Atlanta. And I was like, why does he have to come to Atlanta? You can do it anywhere. You can do it from your home. You can do it from the road. He goes, I get that. He goes, but for everything you've told me, if Jake was around all our positive energy, it would definitely help him. You know, and it's so true. You are the five people you hang out the most with. That's who you become, because your lifestyle is all around that. And I said, you know what? All right, let's do it. But he's got to do work on his own first. So I made Jake lose, you know, have to do the program on his own. He had to lose X amount of pounds. He was, what, you know, over three, I think it was 307 or 308 pounds at the time. We've got it documented. And you know, he was crippled. I mean, he was, I don't even know how to explain it, how bad he was, shape he was in. So he had to do stuff on his own before I would reach out and boost him and bring him up. And when Steve and I, you know, I told him about, you know, he lost like 8 pounds, and Steve said, we should start filming a movie. And it was a buddy of ours named Moser who came up with the title, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. And when we were down there, me and Steve went down to film the first time. As we're leaving, Steve said, you know, what if we could turn his life around and everything could happen the way you've helped other people? And it wouldn't be just me. Like, that's why I brought everybody to Florida with me, because it wasn't just me. You know, that was in Jake's ear. It was everybody who helped out, you know, from Robert down in Florida, helping him do all sorts of stuff, from banners to whatever he could do to help, you know, design different stuff for Jake, you know, to doing graphics and stuff for Jake, to Linda helping him just get his life together, you know, financially, to Steve and I trying to set examples, and God, Brenda and the girls and Brittany and so many people, the guys who do all the filming for him, so many people have reached out, and Dylan and Garrett, they've all reached out to help Jake on so many different times. You know, it's really taken a village to get Jake there. But we looked at each other and I said, man, can you imagine the Hall of Fame? And he goes, it's possible. I go, not in the next couple of years, it's not. He goes, you never know.
I have a serious question.
Set it a goal, okay. We know it wasn't going to be this year. Hell, I couldn't even take him to the Hall of Fame. But after I talked to Hunter, and I couldn't tell this when I was on the road and over in the UK, in England, in Ireland, and Wales, I couldn't tell the story. I could only tell the first part of it. Because I wanted to bring Jake to last year's Hall of Fame just to walk out with him and sit in the people to say, hey, look at Jake Roberts now. And they wouldn't let me do it because Jake needed to be great for a year. And they weren't going to – and I didn't – they didn't. Nobody told me that until I ran into Triple H in L.A. And when we ran into each other, we were both at a Sirius Radio place. He was doing one program. I was doing another. But he pulled me aside. He said, Dallas, I see what you're doing, and now what you're doing with Scott. He said, man, if you could get those guys straight, like really straight, you know, we got to think about you got to be straight for a year. He said, I would, you know, I'm not telling you I can do this, but I would go to bat because we both know they should both be in the Hall of Fame right now. He said, not just going, but actually being inducted. He goes, if you can up your end, dude, He goes, I'll do my best. Don't tell anyone, though. And so I told people when I was over in Europe that he'd said it about Jake. But he said it about Scott, too, but I couldn't tell anybody because he wasn't announced yet. Wow. And he said it about both of them. And just goes to show you, you know, like, if you really put the work in, like I said in my talk, you know, Jake Roberts put the work in. You know, you got to set a goal. It goes for everything. I don't care if you're trying to lose weight, want to read your first book from cover to cover, you want to win a state championship, you want to be an actor or a lawyer or a doctor or whatever it is. You got to set those goals. I mean, Stacey, how long ago, and then we're going to segue right into this, do you, by the way, let me know if Sally's on the phone too, because we have to talk about
I think Sally is on.
Okay, cool. I want to segue into your book, though, because you and I were the first persons to talk about your book and you writing your story. And you uniquely have done it by combining your story, which is one of the most inspiring stories out there, you know, along with a cookbook of all the amazing dishes that you make now. So, first of all, tell everybody, first of all, what is the name of your book?
Hey, Dallas.
It's called...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt in the middle of that, but Sally's got to go soon. Can we go ahead and switch over to her?
Wait a minute. No, first I want to hear what's the name of your book, and then we'll come back to what's the name of your book?
It's called Clean Comfort, and it's sort of a spin on comfort food, but it's clean and non-damaging. And we'll come back to it, but I don't want to keep Sally waiting.
Yeah, but I just wanted to give... people, that's your teaser people. All right, Sally Wally, what's up, honey?
Wait, Stacy, is that an all gluten-free book?
It's gluten-free and dairy-free, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Oh,
I definitely want to get a copy of that.
Okay, you got it.
I'm sorry, I have to step away. I'm at a supplier. I went out to dinner with a supplier, and I said, I got to step away. I got to go on my brother's web stream, internet, CDP Yoga Village.
Uh-huh.
They're like, what? I'm like, I gotta go. So, hey,
right,
I am
Sally. Sally, before you get to start your little engine up, well, I brought Sally on here because we got the retreat coming up, and it's July 5th through the 15th. You can go for 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 8. You can go for all 11 days if you want. But I want Sally to talk about, you know, as far as what is the whole place is about, the name of the place, the whole deal. This is our fourth year doing it at the El Dorado Resort and Spa. It is in Cancun, 30 miles south of Cancun, Mexico, and it is the sweetest place on the planet. Sally, tell everybody about it.
I have to agree with you. It is the most exquisite resort ever. You feel like you are in the Caribbean Isles, tucked away, feeling tranquility and excellence. It is 30 minutes away from the airport. Once you get there, you start to diffuse. It's an exclusive property. What's gorgeous about this property is that you have the El Dorado Royale, has 640 suites. They've just renovated every single room. So the resort has been updated, so it's up to style. And I thought it was always sexy before, but you can't imagine how beautiful and exotic it feels. And then if you want to creep over to the El Dorado Royale, the casitas, where it has all these cool, like, little palapas. There's 131 suites over there. And the new extension, which is right next door. So for my adults that want to go but still want to bring their children, we have now just added on the Generations Riviera Maya. It's 120 suites, and it has butler service over there. So the parents, adults, and children, 17 and under, can stay there. The kids must stay on the Generations Riviera side, Riviera Maya, but the adults can come over to the El Dorado Casitas Royale area. And also, the adults only can come over and peek at and enjoy dinner and cocktails over the Generations Riviera Maya. The only thing is, the bar with it is that the children cannot come over to our El Dorado Royale side. That is where our DDP yoga retreat is, and that's where all our workouts are, which are incredible. We have now added another restaurant. So my past guests that have been with us for the last couple of years know that there's seven exotic, wonderful restaurants over in the El Dorado Real side, plus our other Italian restaurant over in the Casita side. They just added the Santa Fe restaurant, which is over in the Casita side, which is everyone is welcome to, whether you're on the adult side or on the Generations Riviera Maya. Once again, the kids can't come over to that side. The food, the service is off the charts. They will pay attention to the gluten-free, any type of gluten-free dining experiences. If we need dairy-free in there, too, as well, anybody that has any kind of dining or not issues, but requests, they're on top of that. What's nice about what we've done with our plan, because when you go with a group the size that we are going, and over on the El Dorado Royale side, dining reservations are not allowed at that time, but we have that liberty that I get every single day an amount of different tables at different times at all of the restaurants. So if you're not on a casita side to make dinner reservations, we can make them for you. Every day we'll do a housekeeping thing when we're doing our DDP yoga. And by the way, Paige, I am rocking the house with my DDP yoga right now. You're going to love it.
Sally's a superstar, by the way.
Oh, yes, she is.
I'm feeling good and feeling hot. And
I was always doing the junior suites, and you showed my girlfriend Katie the casitas, so now I'm forced to upgrade. Thank you so much for that. My bank account thanks you as well.
Well, let me tell you something. It's worth every penny of it.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. And mind you, with my friends that do stay at the El Dorado Real, it's still fine because we do have our cocktail parties over in the casitas, and those will be timed out. We also have in our areas for we're going to have a cooking class, and I know Stacy and Michael and Chef Bill, of course, will be rocking the house, and I know that Sammy will be doing her gluten-free French bread too, which be a nut to the equation. Our meals were phenomenal last year. Where's my chef? Is he on with us tonight? Stacy?
No, the chef has to go to Israel this year. They have to go to Israel. They can't make it this year, but we've already got people in the backup routine, Sal. We'll get to that next time we get you on here, though.
Okay, all right. But I wanted to tell you, April 26th, I've got to give back all my rooms. I've got to give them back. So if anybody is interested in booking 2, 3, 4, 5, we have this to the ninth is our one program. You can make it 3 nights. You really can't make it 2. You can make it 3 nights. 4 nights, 5 nights, or you can do the 10th to the 15th and do it for the 5 nights, or you can combo and lay over and go from the 5th to the 12th. Whatever you want to do, we can make it happen. That's what's the whole thing. And that DDP and his team will be there, and Paige is going to stagger people throughout the 10 days or 11 days that we are there. But Paige will be there from the 5th to the 15th. I will be coming in on the 3rd, and I'll be staying to the 15th. Of course, my kids want to stay the entire time. I told them they have to work for that one, that's for sure. But I have to send Paul back home because he doesn't work for, he says he works for the man. I go, I am the man. So that's why I can stay as long as I can. But
it's truly my favorite time of year, too.
It is. The weather.
It's the thing
features.
I look forward to most all year. You go there once, you'll be there every year. I guarantee it. You'll find a way.
I have to agree. And the prices are incredible. Everything's included. All your food, all your booze, by the way, top shelf alcohol, all your dining experiences, not buffet. It's called, if they have a breakfast in the morning, it's called food presentation. So you can either order off the menu or go up and pick from the as they call food presentation buffet, but nighttime is all a la carte dining. And when I tell you that they have a greenhouse here, that they are growing all their vegetables, all their spices, and now they're growing fruit there, and the food just pops in your mouth. Am I exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, no. You are not exaggerating.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, and when Paul, Paige and I first talked about it, he's like, okay, what are our other options? After he came the first year, and then the second year, and the third year, and now the fourth year, He knows. You know how well it's like a well-oiled machine. The property.
And Sally, you're like the governor there. You can get anything done you want to. You can get anything done to anybody if someone needs a special request. I remember the first year I was there, I said to Sally, like off the cuff, I'm like, hey, you know where I can get some gluten-free pancakes? She calls the chef at the main restaurant, calls me at my room at 8 o'clock at night and says, you got gluten-free pancakes tomorrow morning. It's just anything, they can do anything for you.
And they are on, and I'm there. So if anybody has any requests or anything, you know, hiccups or, you know, everybody thinks, oh, that's a silly question. No question is silly. You should ask it, because if I can make it happen, I will.
And I just wanted to say, in addition to the restaurants, they have the most amazing juice bar that's right by the beach.
Do.
And
they
you
do.
Can get the most amazing, healthy, delicious juices all day long. It, you know, and it's all included. That was, I think, probably my favorite part.
Katie, you can ask me, you and your girlfriend, my girlfriend, about the massage, too.
Oh, yes, because we will have a $250 resort credit. That's included in our package, which means that you get $50 towards a spa treatment per person. You can have a $50 towards a candlelight dinner. The candlelight dinner normally costs $170 if you want to do something romantic on the beach and be by yourself and make something, you know, for a special evening.
But Sally, make sure you put that in there, because all the food, all the booze, everything, we're talking about mini bar in the room. Room service, room food in your room from room service. Everything's included. And I don't put hardly anything on top of this, because I love to see all the people get down there and have an amazing time. And that's why people come year after year after year. That's why we've blown this thing up. And I used to do it just on 1 week for 4 days. Now we're making it so people can come that 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th of July, or you can come through the middle of the week, or you can come the next weekend. So it's open-ended. It's 11 days. Go to ddpyogaretreat.com. Everything's right there. You will end up calling to get more information. You can talk right to Sally or one of her girls. The whole
Ashley or Sally or Jen.
Jen? Who else
Ashley
besides?
Ashley, Jennifer, or Sally.
Any one of those three, and they'll give you a total breakdown on it. But you won't believe, you know, we work out. There'll be a couple. There's like one or two workouts a day minimum, but you don't have to make them both. You can do what you want. There's so many other things to do. I remember Dustin Rhodes showed up, the infamous Gold Dust. He showed up last year. No one knew he was coming, just showed up. You never know who's going to show up this year, because, God, there's so many people doing it right now, especially friends of mine that are superstars. You never know what's going to happen. Bottom line is we work out hard, but I've never had less than 3 to 5 people who've never done the workout before show up at a workshop. But we make it so you can still do the workouts. And I show all the modifications and show you how to step out of the workout, step back into it, so that you don't feel like you're, you know, I don't want anybody to overtrain. And then we eat really good food. And you can eat whatever you want there, because this is a ridiculous assortment. But we also can eat really great, clean-tasting food as well. Because that's the whole thing. I want to show you how amazing it is eat really good food that's healthy, and we also party. Because after that second workout, we all head down to the pool. If you made the workout in the morning and you wanted to miss the second workout, well, you could still meet down at the cabana party, and we party there pretty hardy, because it ain't your mama's yoga retreat either.
And you don't gain a ton of weight because of what you're eating and drinking and still working out and playing and relaxing. You show
I lost
how
5 pounds.
You can go away.
Say that again, Michael?
I lost 5 pounds coming home from vacation last year.
And you did not starve, honey. You did not starve. You did not starve.
None of us did. I ate and drank more than what I paid for the trip. If I paid for my food there, I paid more for my food than I would have for the whole trip. We did not starve at all.
Perfect. All right, so Sally, you can go back to your customers. Thanks for coming on here, honey. And if anybody wants to get in, what's the down payment, Sal? To lock the room down?
It's $150 down, and then final payments due 45 days prior. That's what it's due. And the bottom line is that we can do a little installment plan. I know that we only have 2 more weeks. I'm going to be giving back my space, you know, at that time, because that's when we don't want to hit into any penalties. But if somebody hits past April 27th or 26th and finds that they can go, you still call into the office. If I can get that room back, I'm going to still get that rate protected. But I can't guarantee I'm going to have space available, because I'm going to tell you, this property is hot, and they are running at 95% this year. That's how they're selling their bookings. So also, like I said, remember, we can do that optional. So if I have any couples that want to bring their kids because they want to go and they still want to run over and go do some workouts and still enjoy themselves, but they want to still bring down the babies, they can go to Generations Riviera Maya. It's right next door, and the butler will be able to take care of those beautiful babies. We can talk more into detail on that. Remember, call Travel Smith at 732-899-8400. Okay?
All right. Or you can just go right. Information is right there on ddpyogaretreat.com. And I want to segue right on, talk about how amazing the food is, to Stacy. Tell us about the book. Tell us about, you know, is it released yet? Is it out there yet?
No, it's going to be out there Friday. This is a whole learning process for me, the self-publishing, and I've had lots of help from Robert and some advice from Steve McAvoy, one of our team members.
That's awesome.
So it's going to be, for now, it's a Kindle ebook, and then as time goes on, I'll get hard copies out there. But I've been wanting to tell my story for a long time, and as you know, I've been kind of just blocked. You know, I've been a newspaper writer for about 25 years, but I've never written a book. And I think I had just some sort of mental block that I couldn't do it. So one day I just realized, you know, I've been blogging healthy recipes for almost 5 years. The cookbook is essentially written. I just really need to reconfigure it and compile it. And that's basically what I did. But I didn't want to suggest to people that just trying these recipes or using these recipes is going to change your life, because you know from mentoring me that it took a lot more than just gluten and dairy-free, although that was a big help. You know, I had to do the workouts. I had to really come to terms with quantity and discontinue my indiscriminate binge eating, and get to the core of why I was overeating in the first place. And it's a big mosaic, you know. But cleaning up your food is a really good place to start. And enjoying your food is really essential if you're going to do anything long-term, any kind of change. So that's what I figured out. And I get mail all the time, and people respond pretty well to my blogs and my recipes. So I thought it's really time to compile this into one book, and that's what Clean Comfort is.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
And plus, your story is so inspiring. And like I've told so many people, you know, so many people, including Michael Mullins, Sparky, yourself, have come to Team DDP Yoga looking for inspiration. And every single person who puts the work in become some of the most inspiring people on the site. And Stacy, you, of course, you know how I feel about you. You know, you work so hard and you continue to work hard. That's the whole thing. You know, I have a lot of friends of mine who are former professional athletes, and the ones that get it are the ones who never stopped working out. The ones who don't get it are ones who get to the end of their career and are like, man, I worked out my entire life. I'm never touching another weight. I'm never doing another stretch. I'm never running another mile. Well, you know, maybe that's the most important time for you to work out. And for me, it's like, it's so ridiculous not to understand that after I beat my body up from 35 to 49, maybe I better really take care of it if I want to be able to do anything at 59 or 69 or 79.
Right, there's no finish line.
There isn't.
You keep going.
And that's the thing so many people don't understand, but a lot of people who come and listen to this radio show And Stacy, I think you're doing a great job. Sparky will always, you know, I'm sure he'll pop in from time to time. And Mikey's filling a nice spot there. And then, you know, the stories that we get each week, you know, that they are just getting people involved and letting know people care. You know, that's what this whole thing is about. If you weren't involved in Team DDP Yoga, if you weren't on the radio, if you weren't doing your thing, you wouldn't have the involvement. And before you know it, you might be drifting to a different section, you know, and then all the hard work starts to go away and then people get bummed out. I watch so many people lose all this weight, even though DDP Yoga is not about a weight loss program. It is, but it's not, you know, and then they lose that weight and they feel great. Then they gain it back, you know, 20 pounds of the 70 and they feel like, oh God, I can't believe it. Then they eat more because they're bummed out. Then they're like 40 pounds. Now they feel like a failure. It's like, no, just get back up on the horse and blow through that, you know, spot rat. You know, and you know, that's how I see it anyway.
Yeah. Well,
I noticed that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Stacey.
Well, I think it's important to stay connected to the community because these are people who are pretty much, we're all moving in the same direction. We have a lot in common in terms of what we want out of life and what we want for our health. And the people that I notice, you know, backslide are the ones that disconnect either because they think, well, I've lost the weight and I'm done, or they have some sort of, you know, major stress come into their lives and they you know, let that be the focus and they kind of lose their grip. And I've had stresses come in and out of my life during these past 5 years. And that's the time when I kind of like double down and I stay even more connected and I get really vocal if I'm having a hard time, you know, and I talk about it. And that's, I think, what's kept me afloat all these years.
That's a great point. I tell people all the time, I say, you know, when I joined DDP Yoga, I had a lot of hope. And, you know, people think that when you buy these DVDs, your life is just going to instantly change. And you know what? I hate to break it to you. You just bought 4 DVDs. I still have the same problems. I still have the same issues that I had before, except now I have tools to deal with those issues. And Dallas pretty much just gives you an instruction book on how to change your life. It's up to you to put the work in. It's up for you to put the effort in. You know, if you don't put the effort in, if you disappear and just buy the DVDs and go, your life isn't going to change. But Dallas gives you a great opportunity to change your life and the knowledge to do that. But it is up to you to ultimately do the work for it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
My Facebook has popped up. Christina Ann, who's been down quite a few of our retreats, she quoted you, "There's no finish line, Stacy."
Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
Yeah, but, you know, it's true. Dallas has a great formula. We all know it works, but it's really up to us. And, you know, so this is more than a cookbook. It's a little bit of a memoir. It's a little bit of an outline of how I do it. And because I don't believe in dieting, I'm not telling anybody what to do. All I'm doing is sharing my story. And you take little bits of it that you think might work for you, and you make it into your own thing. That's how it works.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, we only got one caller on here because I didn't really ask for any callers, but I understand Officer X is on here, and I want to, is he still out there? Officer X, you out there, brother?
I'm here, bro. What's happening?
Hey, man, I know you lost a good buddy, today, man. You got to know Warrior pretty good between last year and this year.
Yeah, good guy. I mean, he was his own guy. And I remember when I first started doing business with him, I talked to you about him. And because, I mean, you're the barometer. If you give someone the okay, they're okay, you know. And so for 2 years, I did two different shows with him. And Warrior was very demanding in the beginning, but then once he knew that my word was my bond and I would do everything that we agreed to do, he became really super, super cool, you know. And we talked a lot about raising kids and exercise and eating healthy and his own thing. And I mean, he was a guy who lived to a code, but he did things his own way, and he never compromised his principles because it was what other people wanted him to do. And He was just another guy. He lived life at 90% in his own way. You know, and when they threw shit at him, he just dug in and threw it back. You know, never quit.
Yeah, he was his own animal, man. He was a really positive guy too, as far as trying to inspire people. If you watch a lot of his videos, he just had his own way of doing it, just like I got my own way of doing it. You know, it really you're the one who brought him into that show at WrestleCon at Mania in New Jersey, right?
Yep.
That's where I'd see him. He was like, he was blown away by, you know, what happened with Joe Jacobs Scott, and was surprised at the same time. He respected all different types of workouts. So, funny. Jake said to me, he said, "Bill, he's starting to feel it, because he would hit the heart weights really, really, really hard still." And he said, "You should talk to him. I think he's ready to come across to the other side." You know, and I never got that chance to talk to him. I just wanted to thank him anyway for having fun with DDP Yoga in his speech. You know, it's something that'll be there forever. You know, I'm honored to be in that spot where he got on.
You know, I don't know if I ever told you, but he was so impressed by Arthur's video. Like, he told me that was the most inspiring thing he'd ever seen in his life. And he was watching somewhere someone stole it. I forget where he saw it, and it was on, like, a show, and other people commented on it. And he blew a fucking gasket. He called me up and wanted to rant about it. A classic Ultimate Warrior rant, you know? he couldn't believe that video. You know what I mean? He really couldn't believe. He said, that's the most fucking inspiring fucking thing I've ever seen in my life for some asshole to steal it. You know, he was way out there with it, you know?
No.
But I mean, he spoke the truth, you know. He really did. He was just a good guy, and I mean, everybody's, you know, they say a prophet's disrespected in his own house, and he just did his own way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everybody follows their own path, and you know, since he is gone now, I'm just glad that the peace had been settled. I'm just glad the peace had been settled between him and the WWE, so he could go out the way, you know, he needed to go out.
And did you see his speech from Raw the other night? Did you see the text to that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like he had a self-fulfilling prophecy. He knew what was up.
Yeah, crazy. My girl Brenda said the same thing. She said that she had seen it. She sent it to me. And she'd never been a wrestling fan in her life. Recently now, because she's gotten to meet all the boys, you know, now she's caught into it like any other mark, you know. And now she likes the business after. Well, when you see WrestleMania, you know, it's the show, and you know, and her and me and Brittany and Chris were all down on the floor in the middle of the, you know, the crazy explosions. And I'll tell you what, to talk about something else, WrestleMania. That Daniel Bryan, kid.
Hey, when we were watching the end of the Daniel Bryan match and you were going fucking crazy, I was sitting next to you, right? I fucking turned to the guy next to me. I don't know who he was. I go, nobody told Paige it's a fucking work.
You know, bottom line is, you know, I was...
You were so invested in the match. It was awesome.
Yeah, man, but I was down below, too, you know, because that's why I would have been one of the best color commentators they got. You know, that's why Kevin Dunn wanted me to stay and do color there, because I would get involved in the match. If the guys were out there breaking their ass like that, and that kid, you know, a hero is defined by the size of his opponent. You can't build bigger opponents against him. And being the guy who's 5'8" and 200 pounds and tough as nails, you know, that kid is awesome. A lot of people were so down on the WWE because, you know, they were screwing him. It's like, no, Marks. The WWE is screwing with you, so you get even more behind him. So when you finally get the payoff, it's enormous. So,
Triple H couldn't have put him over.
Too.
What's that?
Like the guy saying the streak's broken. I can't believe they lost this fucking streak had, man, and Brock was the guy to do it, you know?
Absolutely. Like,
money in the streak was the reaction. That was the money right there, the reaction that people had.
Oh,
I
God.
Think, Take, I think Take was going to retire a couple of years back, but then Brock lost that match. Anyway, I believe from what I know about the business, I don't know exactly because I was on the writing staff, but I believe that Brock, wearing the, you know, being the UFC champion, was going to go over and have that, you know, and knock Taker out 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But then Brock lost that title, and he had that whatever it is with his bowel system that was screwed up. Obviously, whatever the hell was wrong with him, there ain't nothing wrong with him now. Because he's just, like, superhuman now. But, I'm glad that Take is finally done because he gave his heart and his soul twice or three times for this business. And, God, I saw him backstage at the Hall of Fame. He gave me a big hug and just really put over the program, man, and just everything. You know, this was an amazing WrestleMania, you know. And I've talked about this before, but, of course, when I started doing, you know, YRG, which turned into DDP Yoga, everybody laughed at me. I mean, they laughed, and they had some good fun with it. It was never vicious, but it was always the ribbing and, oh, my God, he's doing yoga now. God, what next? Oh, wait a minute. He's created his own yoga. Is he kidding? You know, and then as years go by, I mean, one of my biggest, you know, fans, as far as not fans, but, you know, supporters of the program is Jerry Briscoe. And I was a mark for Jerry Briscoe as a little kid, you know, the Briscoe brothers. And, you know, he tells everybody, just like Jericho and Edge and Al Snow and God, it just goes on and on. And these are all guys, like Edge will tell everybody, you know, D tried to get me to do this workout 10 years ago, but I wouldn't do it. Boy, was I stupid. He wasn't stupid. He was ignorant, just like I was. He didn't think it was there, but once you do it and you see, wow. Like right now, before I got on the phone to do this, I was on the phone with another one, linebacker from the 49ers, and a guy grew up watching me, and you know he's been watching everything that I've been doing with the DDP Yoga, and he wants to come on board and try to work out, and that's my second 49er, so working my way in and through the NFL, because I mean if I can do this crazy stuff, if Arthur can do this crazy stuff, you know, and be really strong, what could superhuman being young athletes do? Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. Listen, I want to thank Mikey for being on here. Robert, Stacy, tell everybody how they can get your book this Friday. Where do they go to get it?
Yeah, check out my website, stacymorris.com and or amazon.com. And the book is called Clean Comfort.
And I think you should do a show. Reach it in, and definitely I want you to plug it every time you do the show, Stacy. Every time, anytime you get it, at least minimum once a week or every other day, put some tab up on DDP Yoga, and I'll put a comment up there so we can let people know, because people always say, you know, I want to eat like this, I want to change my life, I just don't know how to do it. Well, guess what? You got one of the greatest inspiring people on the planet who wrote the book, who won't even not just show you how to eat and how to make it taste delicious. She'll inspire you with your story. Everybody.
And I want to thank you for writing the foreword. That really means a lot to me.
I just need to sit down and take the time. I didn't want to be surrounded by all the craziness. That's why I wanted to wait until after Mania. And now I've got the time that I kick back and I spoke from the heart, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, guys. It's been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Wow. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.